closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network. Buongiorno, welcome, thank you very much for downloading.
Ciao tutti, welcome to our podcast from Italy, where Jason and I share funny stories from our farmhouse here in Le Marche.
Ho, ho, ho. Lots going on this week. Today's the 13th of April. We're doing a... This is our third take. It's all right. We keep restarting. No. It's in the early afternoon. I have to go to my lifeguarding class tonight, so we have lots to talk about.
I know, and the countdown is on, like the ticker's counting for the podcast.
Beautiful weather this week. Absolutely unseasonably warm. In the high 80s? 20s, so like the mid-80s.
Oh, it's been just fantastic. You just want to do projects outside, and we've been doing a ton in the garden.
Garden, we've gotten lots planted. We put down potatoes.
Carrots?
Potatoes. We put carrot seeds down. We got
Sorry,
all...
I interrupted you. How many potatoes were you going to say?
I didn't count. Oh, okay. Two rows or something. We did... How many onions, seriously?
Over... 650. Like 800 onions. Oh my god! Sorry. Cat just brought in a mouse.
Cat brought a mouse in. Wonderful. It is definitely spring. Everything.
Oh my god.
We got, today we brought home 14 new chickens and 2 new roosters.
Which meant Gachi needed to system the chicken coop. Oh yes. I don't know. I'm just gonna let them go together. He is freaked out that the older hens are going to peck at the younger ones. And I'm sure they will, but it's called peck in order. So I thought, what?
So we built him a little tarped over area for them to stay.
A little safe haven.
In the coop itself. And then we'll, I guess in the next couple days.
I think tonight I'm letting them sleep together.
I don't care. Introduce them to the other hens. And the rooster, who's going to go. He's going to be soup, baby. He has charged me for the last time. I got 2 new roosters today, black ones.
Ooh, they're black and white. They're salt and pepper.
I like them. I think they'll have plenty of cockle-doodle-doo in them.
I'm sure. The rooster heard them make a little noise, and he perked up. What the hell is that? We got another rooster on the property.
Also, we have our little road, our little driveways being finally, thank God, fixed.
The Stradino.
The water just takes all the little crushed rock away, and it makes these huge divots in it, and it needs, and the incline part is just all rutted out, so... There's 2 big earth mover things sitting in my driveway. No workers to work on them.
No, no. In classic Italian fashion, they took them 3 or 4 trips yesterday to drop off 2 pieces of equipment. Well, and a few other knickknacks. And it took them all day. Then they came back and like cleared a little part of the driveway off at the very bottom and took off. Then they came today, dropped off like a tiny amount of gravel and said, oh, it's troppo bagnato. It's just, it's too wet today. No, we'll be coming back. So
we got an hour of work out of him yesterday and just a little, hello, how's it going?
So who knows when they're going to come back?
I don't care. Their equipment's here, which means
true.
They have
Jason
to,
looked for the keys.
Yeah. No,
he wanted a hot wire.
They didn't leave the keys to any of it. I wanted to drive it around. I could figure it out.
Would you really?
If they left the key, if I could find the keys?
Oh, if you found the keys.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. Are you kidding me? So the garden's in. It rained a little bit last night, and the weather is much cooler today. But
the strawberries look really good.
Strawberries are in.
Same with the lettuces.
The little bit of the early lettuce that doesn't mind the cold is in, and we'll wait for the rest.
I know, because do you think we're going to get a little cold snap here since it's been so nice?
I think that it'll definitely not continue to be 80 in the 80s.
Well, the talk in town at Café del Corso by the old guy was that... Maggio, that May is going to be fantastic and really hot and warm, and September is going to be just a disaster. Okay, disaster.
In September, huh?
Yes, but May will be, fantastic. He said we should open the pool early.
All right. If he would like to come over and help me clean the pool before, we'll open it whenever he'd like.
What else is going on? Oh, May 1st, the Pope is being, well, the former Pope is being beatified. And Jason thinks I'm saying that word wrong. But, so if you're going to be anywhere near Rome and the Vatican on May 1st, a week after, it's supposed to just be packed with pilgrims, Catholics, and I don't know, just tons and tons of people. So be prepared for long lines and packed city for sure.
But we did a quick day trip to Rome. We had our friend Craig last weekend in town, and we had a day off. And he normally just hangs out at the house because we're always have stuff going on. And
or we'll, like, do we'll festivals in the area.
In the area, but he's never really seen anything but La Marche, really. He just drives straight to our house. So we thought we'd take him out to Rome for the day. And it's 3 hours city center from our door to city center Rome.
And it was fantastic. It was a really warm day. And we saw everything he wanted to see. We parked near the Spanish Steps, which, by the way, parking was not expensive.
No, it was €8 for the day. Well, for the 7 hours or whatever.
Sweet. Right by the Spanish Steps. Went down there. He got his pic. First of all, Craig said he just wanted to take pictures in front of the big sights. And that he did. And we saw the Pantheon in Piazza Navona. And Campo di Fiori, Piazza Nazionale.
Pantheon.
I think, yeah. And the Forum and the Colosseum. And then jumped in a cab, which was how much to get back to
all the
Spanish
Steps? All
the way
back was only €10.
€10. And we made our way back home in time for dinner. It was great. We had a plate full of pizza for lunch.
Yep. No real recommendations for lunch inside the... I don't know. I had my eye out, but everything looked... pretty touristy. The place we just picked some random place.
It was fine.
Expensive. I mean, you're in the city center.
But get a beer, relax for a little bit at least. People were walking by staring at our pizza because they were so hungry too.
But if you only are flying in and out of Rome or just have a day in Rome, it's definitely doable. You can see all the major sights and feel like you got your day's worth.
Absolutely.
So, but a long day if you're driving from us and back, I have to say.
But yeah, it's totally doable.
Yeah, you can do it. What else is going... Oh, in the news, the dollar-o has been...
dollar-o.
has been taking a nosedive-o.
Let's not talk about that.
But we did want to bring up with that in mind is ways to save when you're coming to Italy. Because you can do Italy. You don't have to break the bank.
No, not at all. There's a lot of ways you can make it affordable. So, first and foremost, I thought was staying in an agriturismo or an apartment, something that's self-catering. Because not only booking a holiday like that, you can have long-term, like, long-stay discounts if you're staying more than a week or two. And also, sometimes you can get cash discounts, which is sweet. Because then you don't get hit with credit card fees, or sometimes the location you're staying at has a credit card fee. But on top of the payment...
It's way cheaper in general.
Yeah, and you can cook for yourself.
You can choose a centralized location that you think you can work out of and take day trips. And during your day, you stop at the market that you come across and buy things for dinner and come home and cook it. And you get to see a lot of bang for your buck.
That's how our farmhouse is set up, but that's also how we travel. Like when we went to Sicily, we did that. We got an apartment and then you'd go to the market in the morning and come back and cook and you save a ton. Plus like you said, it's a great way to experience the city, shopping the market, eating the fresh food each day.
And you can go on within an hour and a half's drive of your centralized location, there's usually a ton of things to do.
Mm-hmm. On that same idea, we say get a picnic or market lunch, you know. Instead of having a meal out for every meal at a restaurant, just get a panini or like a little pizza or make your own sandwich.
Or build your own lunch. Get a little bit of cheese from the cheese guy or a little bit of olives from that guy. And
you can drink outside in Italy also. So BYOB, get some vino, grab a beer, really do it the right way.
For all this, for central Italy, you're going to definitely need a car. And another great thing is the discounted car rentals. Ashley, you know all about this.
Well, we'll put a link to it on here for sure as well. But if you go through a lot of discounted kind of consolidator sites, they'll find you the best price, just like looking for a plane ticket. And we just did a search for 1 week in June on Auto Europe through our link, and it was $158, which was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. For a whole week. Not bad at all.
No. So getting a car isn't necessarily as expensive as you might think. Thinking about how many times you're jumping on and off a train, catching a cab, tickets for two, it all adds up. But if you do go with a train ticket, then we go to the next point, which is to buy your ticket at the kiosk, not the counter. Oh my God.
So there's, in most of the main train stations, there's automated machines that you can, they're in five different languages, and you can buy any train ticket you want to go in inner Italy. And those train tickets are usually much, much cheaper than going to the person, the actual desk, and buying it from the teller. Do not do that. It, for instance, from Rome to, from Fano to Rome should be 18 euro if you buy it through the machine. If you buy it at the counter, I think it's 60 euro.
Totally crazy. And it's, did you say this, that it's in every language?
Yes, it's in, it's really, really simple to use. Buy your train tickets over the, at the kiosk. Before you get here, your flying dates, midweek is always the best to fly into, obviously. And try doing an open jaw ticket, flying into one city and out of another. Sometimes you can get good rates on that. We've done that a lot of the times. Pack light.
Pack light. First of all, it's so expensive to fly now, and they charge you all those extra fees for extra weight. Carry on.
You'll find somewhere to wash your clothes. Carry 3 or 4 days worth at the max.
And seriously, you know you wear the same thing all the time anyway.
And if you need something, you're not And if you need something, you're not going to the third world.
No, you can buy anything. And it's a perfect excuse to need a little sweater or something.
Yeah, I mean, don't bring the coat. Buy one if it does turn to be chilly. If you find you need the hiking shoes, buy the hiking shoes. But don't bring them if you might use them.
Totally. Also, travel off-season. Like, the shoulder seasons are spectacularly beautiful here. Like, May is wonderful.
May, September, October is my favorite time of year. Early June is really empty for some reason, mm-hmm. and no one knows about this. I think it's all the school letting out. And
but it is a great time. The roads are clear. It's quiet. The beaches are... It's warm and the flowers are popping up everywhere, but there's just not as many people.
No. And don't forget to bring along your AARP or student card, a lot of train tickets and entrances to different sites. Definitely give student and senior discounts.
Yeah, for the museums and for the Vatican, everything
all that
like
kind
that.
Of stuff. Oh, also in Rome or in Milan, uh-huh. in the big cities, do not sit down to take your coffee. You can't, if you want to, go right ahead, but you'll be charged 3 or 4 times as much as standing at the bar and taking your coffee. And, of course, if you want to splurge and sit in the piazza and you know it's going to be the super snooty expensive cafe, go ahead. But
oh, my God. That happened to us in Florence.
Oh, man.
And it was 50 freaking euro. It was three of us, me, my sister,
can
Megan, and
story?
Jason. And we were at the end of our trip. We were looking at properties before we got Cacamone. Oh, my God. We were exhausted. Jason and Megan were getting sick. It was just the end of this whirlwind trip. And we just... He's like, fine. We'll go to the fancy place in the piazza just because he was exhausted, too. We didn't want to go any further. I dragged them all around looking for shoes that day that I never found. I never bought anything. And so we just get, like, 3 teas and ask for a few little cookies and pastries, right?
I think we got, like, 4 or 5 little cookies and 3 teas.
And it was 50, like 56.
50 something euro, no kidding.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Oh my God. I took a picture of the receipt too because I couldn't believe it.
That's why, and I looked at her, that's why I never take the coffees in the fancy piazza.
Well, and on that, it goes to eating out, not just having the coffee there. So pick a small little hole in the wall place where you see all these locals going to, or follow your nose and stay away from the huge touristy menus that are in English and places that take credit cards. You want to pay in cash. You'll save money by doing so.
You will save money. Speaking of getting Eurocash, you need to find out what works best for you. Sometimes your bank charges you enormous foreign transaction fees. That happened to us one time. The first time we went to Italy and got back and had something like $300 in foreign transaction fees.
Which, yeah, was it?
also, find out what rate your bank will give you when you change your euros on your card, paying it with your card here in Italy, or if you just get the euros from them and order them. It's always better to pay in Italy in cash. You could always ask for a piccolo sconto, a little discount when you're buying that piece of pottery or a piece of something.
Or for finding a restaurant, because a small little family-run place is not going to take a credit card.
Outside of the big cities, it's harder. Cash is king in Italy.
Mm-hmm. So those are our 10 tips on ways to save.
So all this talk about markets, let's do our word phrase little...
All right.
Word of the week.
Okay. Yes, we're keeping this podcast a little short this week. So we thought it would be interesting to talk about how to order or shop the market. So, for example, if you were going in, because you do all the shopping, Jason, and you wanted a bit of bread, what would you ask for? Like, to ask for, and because you do it in half kilo, kilo.
Yeah, you could, usually pointing and just saying, vorrei, I would like, un mezzo kilo or un piccolo pane, a little piece of bread. And she'll end up holding up like six or seven, and you just point to one. But for things like meats or cheeses or olives or things like that, you'd order in 100 grams at those. So you wouldn't say vorrei cento or duecenti grammi. You'd say vorrei due etti. Etti. E-T-T-I-E-I. And...
Let's not spell.
No. And then, of course, a half a kilo or a whole kilo, mezzo kilo, kilo.
And how do you just have the basic for saying how much does it cost?
Quanto costa questo? Quanto costa?
And how about, kind of for the word of the week, to say, like, you want a bunch of something or a handful? Because I'm thinking at the market, you might say you want a handful of tomatoes or a handful of fava.
Un mazzo.
Un mazzo.
Un mazzo di rucola, arugula, un mazzo di a handful, a bunch.
Mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
And also a lot of the little frutta verdura, frutta fresco places, sometimes they don't want you to touch the merchandise.
Yes.
So just kind of look around and see what everyone else is doing. And if you notice everyone is telling the person, the proprietor, what they want, and he's running around and grabbing it all, then you do the same. Otherwise, normally there's a glove that you wear.
Yep.
And because you don't want to handle the fruit with bare hands.
But, like, at the little mom-and-pop shops, they'll ask you what you're making, and they'll pick the right things for it. It's quite sweet.
It is sweet. And they'll ask you if you're going to eat the fruit today. Is it per mangiare to eat or for the next couple days? And ask them what's good.
Great.
I like going to shop at the market. It's the best way to get to know the culture, especially the Italians. It's great people watching in the market.
It is.
The market's a blast.
How about the other day when I came home and I was laughing because I went to the market and this woman was yelling at the new guy behind the counter for the cheese and the meats. And she was like, I want a, you know, a pecorino. And he was like, oh, how about this one? She's like, che schifo! I got that last week. How disgusting. It wasn't good at all. And she starts spreading the word to all the ladies. See that one right there? Don't buy it. Schifissimo.
Disgusting. All my great encounters in Italy are going and doing something in a buying something. It's great. I love it. All right, what else is going on? What do we have for the next couple days? I'm going tonight to my never-ending lifeguard class.
I've got to marry my chickens.
Introduce them. Hopefully everyone will get along. Tomorrow? Yep.
Tomorrow? I don't know. I've been putting off getting a hold of the questora. We need to do that.
Oh, so did we talk about this story?
Yes.
We did talk about how... our trip to the questore, the immigration office, didn't go so well. So we have to try to contact them and figure it out. We've been putting it off. I know it's bad.
I know. So I hope that they come for the road tomorrow and, I don't know, maybe get some flowers and stuff.
I think we should wait.
You think so?
I think we should wait for the flowers till the week before, maybe the week of Easter. So next week we'll get them.
I think tonight I might interview our friend Marco and to talk to him about wines. So hopefully we'll have that on an upcoming podcast.
Oh, that'll be good.
I know.
I'm excited this week because we're getting the rest of the apartment. We have three apartments squared away that we've been using. We have more guests coming this weekend.
I know, it's nice.
So the whole house will be put back together, ready to go. We had our Sylvia, who made us a ton of pillows and couch covers.
Oh, it looks fantastic. The rooms look great.
Good. I think the rooms look really good this year. I'm really proud. With a little bit of planning and some creative
elbow grease.
They came together. It's great. Did my first lawn cutting this week. Oh, my God. I got the rider out. We sharpened everything. It worked well. But when you cut the lawn, that means that spring is definitely here. All this stuff just grows and grows and grows.
And so it begins.
So it begins. I have more dandelions than actual lawn. It's horrible.
Who cares?
It's horrible. If anyone has good ideas on how to get, you know, a lot of dandelions out of a lot of grass.
Yeah, with chickens walking around.
Well, we can put the chickens up. But if anyone listening knows about dandelions getting out of grass and not sit there with the little handheld thing pulling them out.
No, I got
acres.
They're going to say to till it and to reseed.
Well, if it till it and reseed is what I have to do, someone tell me.
Or put those holes in the hole, but aerate.
Aerate and reseed?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I think I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Farmer Brown over here.
Do-do-do-do-do. All right.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for listening. Ashley, throw out all of our...
the info. All right. You can find us at letavolamarque.com, letavolamarque.blogspot.com. You can find our recipes through there as well. We're on Twitter at La Tavola Marque. And how do you spell La Tavola Marque? LATAVOLAMARCHE. And on our blog, we always have tons of recipes, day trips in Central Italy, and information on local artisans and festivals. And
leave comments or ratings on iTunes because it really helps us go up the podcast hierarchy, however they decide to do it.
I'm trying to land an interview with Rick Steves.
Why?
I thought, what the hell? I wrote to him. I said, our podcast is wildly well-received or something.
Yeah, I
might have boasted a little, but
I'm sure you threw in. Oh, we're both from Seattle.
Of course, I did a little hometown shout out.
Oh my god!
Why not?
Well, I would love to have Rick Steves on. That'd
yes,
be great.
Open invitation
to Rick.
Yes. All right. Have a great day, you guys.
Very good. Thank you very much for listening. We will talk to you next week from our little piece of paradise in Piobico.
Arrivederci.